Welcome back to another deep dive from the Mattress Advisory.
Great to be diving in again.
Before we get started, definitely check out the links that go along with this deep dive. You might find a pretty nice exclusive discount waiting for you, actually, related to today's topic.
Yeah, definitely worth a look. So today we're really focusing in on the Lisa Original mattress, specifically what you can realistically expect from their trial period.
Exactly. And we're basing this on an article right here on Mattress Advisory. Mm-hmm. The whole point today really is to break down how this trial period helps you, the listener, especially if you're considering a new mattress and, you know, feeling that pressure of making the right choice.
Right. It's a big decision. So this trial aims to kind of ease that a bit.
So let's start with the big one. The 100-night trial. That's quite a long time, isn't it?
It really is significant. Lisa gives you a full 100 nights.
Wow.
Which works out to, what, about 3 months, give or take?
Yeah, roughly.
So this isn't just a quick lie down in a bright showroom. This is about actually living with the mattress, sleeping on it night after night.
In your own bedroom, with your own, like, routine.
Exactly. Your regular sleep habits, tossing, turning, maybe even the occasional nap. You get to do all that without feeling rushed.
Which is crucial, because how a mattress feels when you first flop down is so different from how it feels at 3 a.m., right?
Precisely. It takes you way beyond that initial kind of showroom feel.
Yeah.
It gives you a genuine sense of its long-term comfort, its support, basically how it actually works for you.
Okay, but the article mentioned something interesting, this initial 30-night adjustment period. Why wait 30 nights? Why not return it after a week if you don't like it?
Well, there's a good reason Lisa recommends that. It's really about giving things time to settle. Two things, actually.
Okay.
First, your body needs time to adjust. If you've been sleeping on an old, maybe less supportive mattress, your spine, your muscles, they need a chance to adapt to the new support system.
Okay, so my body's got to catch up.
Exactly. And second, the mattress itself needs a little time. The foams in the Lisa Original, they need those first few weeks to sort of break in, soften slightly, and really contour properly to your unique shape.
So it's a two-way street then, me adjusting to it and it adjusting to me.
You got it. That initial period, that first month or so, it's pretty critical for getting an accurate feel for the mattress's comfort and support, especially for your specific sleep style, backside, whatever it might be.
That makes sense, giving it a proper chance.
Yeah, you need that time for both you and the mattress to kind of find your rhythm together.
All right, so let's say I've done my 30 nights, maybe even 40 or 50, and it's just not the one for me. That's always the worry with buying online, right? The return hassle.
Lisa seems to have really tried to address that. The article outlines their return process, and it's designed to be pretty simple and, importantly, free.
Free returns. Okay, that's good.
Yes, as long as it's after those first 30 days, but still within the 100-night window. You just contact their Comfort Crew phone or email works.
And then what? Do they expect me to somehow ship a mattress back? Because that sounds difficult.
No, they've thought about that. They offer options for mattress pickup right from your home.
Oh, nice.
Or, and this is quite interesting, they can help you arrange to donate it to a local charity. Think places like the Salvation Army or maybe Goodwill.
Donate it? Really?
Yeah. If you go the donation route, you just need to get a donation receipt from the charity, snap a photo of it, and send that to Lisa. Then they process your refund.
That's actually really good. Less waste. And it makes the whole process feel less stressful. Takes a big potential pain point out of buying online.
Definitely. It seems aimed at removing that anxiety.
So, thinking about who this trial really helps the most, yeah. Who stands to benefit from this kind of setup?
Well, several kinds of people, I think. First off, anyone who's a bit hesitant about buying a mattress site unseen, you know, online.
Yeah, that's a big group.
This gives you that extended real-world tryout.
Mm-hmm.
Also, people who've maybe bought mattresses before that felt okay at first, but didn't work out long-term.
Buyer's remorse setting in later.
Exactly. This longer trial gives you much more confidence that it's right for the long haul. And frankly, anyone who just doesn't like being rushed into a big purchase.
Take your time, sleep on it, literally.
Right. Plus, you're testing it in your own environment, your own bedroom temperature, your own bed frame. That all plays a part in your definition of comfort.
That's true. The article did mention something about body weight affecting the feel, specifically movement.
Yes. It noted that while most people find changing positions pretty easy, folks with heavier body weights might feel a bit more resistance from the foam when moving.
Okay.
Again, that's something the 100 nights really lets you assess personally. How does it feel for your body night after night?
Right. Makes sense. Now, what if the issue isn't that I dislike the mattress fundamentally, but maybe maybe I got the wrong size. Yeah. Or it feels a bit firmer or softer than I expected. Are exchanges possible?
Yes, exchanges are an option too. The process sounds similar to returns. You contact the comfort crew. They help arrange pickup for the mattress you have, and then you can place a new order for the different size, or maybe even a different Lisa model if that seems better.
Good to know. Is there a limit or anything?
There is. The article mentions a limit of 2 trial eligible mattress purchases per household. And they also give a practical tip. Maybe double check your bed frame height before ordering an exchange just to make sure everything lines up.
Smart. And if someone really wants to try before they, well, try at home, are there physical stores?
There are. Lisa partners with West Elm and Pottery Barn, so you can find the Lisa original at some of their select locations to try out in person.
So you can do the traditional Tesla if you want to.
You can, if there's a location near you. But even if not, that 100-night home trial with the free delivery and easy returns, it basically makes trying it risk-free anyway.
Yeah, it covers the bases. So during those 100 nights, what specifically should I be paying attention to? What are the key things to test?
Good question. The article points out a few things. One is temperature. The foam is designed to be breathable. So notice if you're sleeping cool or feeling like you overheat, which can sometimes happen with memory foam.
Right, the heat factor.
Then how the memory foam actually molds to your body.
Mm.
Are you feeling good pressure relief, especially around your backs, hips, shoulders?
Key pressure points.
Exactly. And maybe the simplest test. How do you feel when you wake up?
Yeah.
Are you rested? Or are you noticing aches and pains you didn't have before?
The ultimate test, really.
And finally, just assess that core support layer. Does it feel stable and supportive for your main sleeping position throughout the night over time?
It really brings home that finding the right mattress is so personal, isn't it? And having that much time just lets you figure it out properly.
That's the core idea, I think. The article emphasizes that needing more than a few weeks, more than even 30 days, to really know if a mattress works for you is completely normal.
Yeah.
And the 100-night trial respects that. It gives you that flexibility without making you feel pressured to make a snap decision. Plus, the straightforward returns, the donation possibility, it all adds up to a more confident purchase.
So wrapping it up, this deep dive really shows how that 100-night trial for the Lisa Original is it's genuinely designed with you, the person sleeping on it, in mind.
Mm-hmm. It's about giving you a real, honest chance to experience it properly in your own home, on your own schedule.
We really hope this overview has given you a clearer idea of what that trial involves and how it might, you know, take some of the stress out of choosing your next mattress.
Absolutely. Hopefully it helps you feel more empowered in that decision.
And one last time, don't forget to click those links associated with this deep dive. That potential exclusive discount could be a great way to kick off your own risk-free trial. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.